4. Boyfriends and Girlfriends, 1992. There it was on the plate, in a pool of syrup, a final fat blueberry that had escaped the finished pancake. Millie speared it with her fork and raised it to Jared's lips. "You have it," she said.
"No, Millipede, you have it."
Millie held the blueberry between her lips, leaned forward, and shared it with Jared. The two of them laughing as they each bit the berry to pull away their half, kissing all the while. The entire transaction took just seconds. They were certainly not the kind of people to engage in ostentatious and drawn-out public displays of affection. But the whole affair had caught the eye of the mid-40-something woman sitting across from them in the restaurant, who turned to her companion, another 40-something woman. The first woman said, "I don't think I can do any more Sunday brunches at this place." Her friend looked moderately alarmed.
"Why? We love this place."
"I can't watch another beautiful, bedheaded Gen X couple come in here with their whole drowsy Sunday vibe of we just had amazing sex, and now we're going to drowsily walk around the Chelsea Flea holding hands before we go home and have more sex." To which her friend laughed.
"Oh, them," she said. "Yes, I'd noticed them." "You just missed the blueberry makeout trick, unfortunately."
Her friend glanced the way of Millie and Jared.
"I don't think they'll make it to marriage," she said.
Friend number one's eyes narrowed. Now they were playing one of their favorite single friends games. Prognosticate the fate of the happy couple before you.
"Why not? Look at him,"
friend number two, the harder bitten of the duo, exclaimed. "Have you watched him run his hands through his lush head of hair? He's so full of himself.
He'll get tired of her. She's too needy. You can tell."
"Oh, no," said friend number one. "You have not been sitting from my vantage point. He's crazy about her. I saw the doggy eyes." And on and on they went.